Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Nothing like being free or being set free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Some of us need to be set free, you know.
All of us.
Son, did you set me free? I always like to hear that song. It just does something for me. We thank God. Welcome.
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 To the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today we have an interesting topic. I'll let pastor tell you a little bit about it. Definitely a lot of us are dealing with it today.
Yes, this topic is very, very good topic that we're going to be talking about. Pulling down strongholds, binding the strong man and the strong woman. My Lord, my God, if we don't realize that there are so many of us that have so many strongholds that's over our lives, you know, we're going to show you how to bind that strong man and or bind that strong woman. By pulling down these strongholds. You know, the Bible tells us how to do it. So this is a very interesting topic tonight, you know, so I can't wait to get into it. Me and my wife, you know, we have been really studying these things. We have been studying on this word of God. And let me tell you something about the strongholds. When you start to reveal the strongholds in your life, it seems like Satan and all his children and all his agents, they get extra busy in your life, in your relationship, in your children, everything. But we're going to show you how, you know, standing on the word of God. Amen.
Hey, man, if you just now tuning into the preaching, the pastor show, we're talking about pulling down strongholds and binding the strong man and woman in your life. And, you know, really understand what the Bible says and how do you do that, because a lot of us are dealing with, you know, strongholds. And we're just going to dive right into the topic right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if everyone is, you know, tuning in online or calling in at this time, we just thank God for you. Give you all time to get here and be ready. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Yes,
we thank you,
Lord,
this opportunity to come, Lord God, boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that your word go forward, not our word, but your word, oh God, that will touch, that will heal, that will deliver, that will set free, that will break chains, oh God. Oh, Lord. Destroy the strong man that's operating in and about our lives right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you that we come after you. Lord, give us you, everything else to you. In the name of
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
We just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let's allow the scripture to take root and manifest right now, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, oh God. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory, and we all say amen.
Amen.
We're talking about pulling down strongholds. You know, we talk about what is a stronghold? You know, we look at what is a stronghold. A stronghold is a defensive structure. And we look at Psalm chapter 9, verse 9. The Bible says, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. But what happens when you need to pull down a stronghold that holds you, that's been holding you captive, that's been keeping you, you know, in our lives? You know, we say God's our stronghold. He's a structure, a defensive structure that keeps us. But what happens when we're being held by something that's not of God, that's been keeping us, that's been holding us back? So that's what we're talking. That's why it's so important, the topic that we have today, about pulling down strongholds and binding the strong man and woman in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, you know, we have been studying this word and pulling down strongholds. The one thing that I did realize, you know, about strongholds is, first off, no one really realizes that, you know, that there are strongholds, you know, over your life. And what I'm saying is, strongholds, no one really even realizes that you are that a curse. That's what I'm talking about, stronghold. We're talking about these curses that are over your life. And this is for believers, and this is for non-believers. This is for if you believe in Christ or if you don't believe in Christ, or if you are saved or you're not saved. You know, you have to realize that there are certain things that are so mighty and strong that's in your life, and these things have to be dealt with. Because if these things do not be dealt with, you will miss the mark. You will miss a lot of life. You will just go through life just tolerating or just dealing with things that you shouldn't even be dealing with. You shouldn't even be dealing with. Now, when I'm talking about curses and I'm talking about strongholds, I'm talking about, okay, what is it that's in your life that keep you to going back to doing those things that you used to do of old time? What is it that's in your life that's causing you to keep going back, to keep acting the same way that you have always acted? Now, I'm talking, that can go from anything from how the Bible describes it. It could be from a lustful act. It could be from an old prideful nature of yourself. It could be from an old greedy spirit. It can be from an old gluttony spirit. You know, that can be a stronghold. It could be. It's just so many things. It can be from speaking the wrong things. You know, letting your mouth allow the wrong words to come out. You know, wrath or strife. You know, that's in your life or is in a relationship, or it could just be just plain old. You know, you got instructions on what to do, but you just, you know, you're relentless. You know, I'm just going to, even though I know what to do, but I'm just not going to do it because I just don't feel like doing it right now. See, these things right here, these are strongholds. This is the designed by Satan and designed by Satan agents to keep you in that place of missing the mark, to keep you in that place to where you will pretty much condemn yourself. Not that God's condemned, but you will condemn yourself and you will just feel like that I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I can't deal with that. That's just too much. So I'm just going to just I'm just going to let Satan, I'm going to let self, the strong man. So we're talking about the strong man or the strong woman. Strong man or strong woman, most of the time, be self. I'm going to let self just be how self going to be, and everybody is going to have to deal with me because this is who I am.
Right. But, you know, I feel like when we ask ourselves, you know, is there one prevailing problem that stalks your life? You know, when we begin to ask ourselves that, what is the problem that's stalking our life? And where does Satan have a hook in us in? You know, where does Satan have a hook in you? Because some of us, some are prone to cheat and others are quick to doubt. And maybe you worry. Yes, and everyone worries sometimes, but you own the national, you know, thing of worrying and having anxiety about everything. Perhaps you're judgmental, you know. So some of us can be very critical. We pass more judgments, you know, than the Supreme Court or you, that person. So what is that one weakness or bad habit, as Pastor is talking about, that rotten attitude? Where does the devil have a stronghold on you? They're strong, you know, we talk about binding a strong man and a strong woman. Where does that devil have a stronghold on you? So we have to ask ourselves, come here, Pastor. I just wanted to step in.
I can tell you the only place that the devil can infiltrate, the only place that the devil can get in is in your mind. That is the place where the curse naturally takes place. Even in the beginning, over in the book of Genesis, see, the only way that Satan can enter into the mind of a woman and into the mind of a man, he had to get into her mind, or he had to get into his mind, to make them feel like that it was something, you know, that is missing, or something that you don't have, or you're not the person fulfilling that God have created you to be. You see, this is the same thing. These are the strongholds. It's right there in your mind. And we came off the series of emotions, keys to mastering emotions. So this right here, it deals directly with that. But that is what strongholds that are in your mind. And I'll show you this over here. Let's go to here to Matthew chapter 12. We'll go here to Matthew chapter 12, and we'll start right here in verses.
Oh, are you feeling it over Matthew 12? Go ahead, Matthew 12, verse what?
Yeah, Matthew chapter 12, and we'll start at verse 22.
Okay, before you go into Matthew 12, I just want to say this here. You know, because when you think about those who just tuning in, because people are logging on right now. I see people coming into to the Preaching the Pastor show. We're talking about pulling down strongholds and binding the strong man and woman in your life. And Pastor's talking about what are those, what is a stronghold? So when we think about the word stronghold, the words that fit like fortress or citadel, or thick walls or tall gates. So it is, it's the devil has fenced you in one negative attribute, one bad habit, one weakness, or constructed a rapport around you so you ain't touching this flaw. So he defies the heaven and his places himself, squared between God's help and yours. So we're talking about like explosive tempers and fragile self-image, you know, low self-esteem. What's another word? Even we're talking about gluttony, you know, if you're talking about emotions and the seventh sin and distrust for authority, you know, like the pastor was saying, I'm going to do it my way. Even I know the right way to do it, but I'm going to still do it how I want to do it. I know I need to go left, but I'm going to go right because that's what I want to do. And also sometimes that's our stronghold. You know, our attitudes, our tempers have become our stronghold. We're explosive, easy to go off. So as we're talking about, as we're tuning in, the people are logging on, we're talking about pulling down strongholds, binding the strong men and women. And right now, Pastor, in Matthew 12, I believe, Matthew 12 and 22, you said?
Matthew chapter 12, and we'll start right here at verse 22. And I thank you for that beautiful wife that you set that how you set that up. Because if you don't realize that the strongholds are in your mind first, because anything that you desire to do in life, these are the desires that are, you think about them first. These are desires, these are things that you think about, and these things enter into your heart. And whatever it is that you're desiring in your mind and in your heart, this is what you would tend to do, and this is what you would tend to say, or this is how you would act. Okay, so Matthew chapter 12 and verse 22, it says, then was brought into him one possessed with a devil. Pay attention to this now. It said he was blind and dumb. And he healed him in so much that the blind and the dumb both spoke and saw. 23. Now, he's talking about Jesus healed a man. He was possessed with a devil. He said he was blind and dumb. Okay, now 23 says, and all the people were amazed and said, is it not the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out devils, but Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And right here, 25 says, and Jesus knew their thoughts. And let's just stop right there. It said, and Jesus knew their thoughts. If you don't realize that the strongholds that's in your life is right there in that place where you think, that's in your mind. So Jesus knew their thoughts. Now, every single thing that you say and every single thing that you do, don't you know God hears it? There is not nothing that you can say. There's not nothing that you can do. There's not nothing that you can feel that God doesn't hear it. Now, when you said knowing their thoughts, see, these are the thoughts of the people that's believing that, okay, well, this is Jesus. He is casting out demons by Beelzebub. Now, Beelzebub was considered a devil. He's casting out demons of Satan. Now, what is it that's in your life that's infecting your mind, or that's possessing that space that's in your mind? Because wherever it is, whatever it is in your mind that's possessing that space or taking up all of this space or taking up all of this time, this is the place to where we always fall short. This is the place where we always feel like that I'm not good enough. Or even we might feel like that I'm too good. We either feel like that I'm not good enough or we feel like that I'm too good. Or this is the place to where we just become worshiping on different idols, you know, because of, you know, I got this right here going on, but, you know, I'm just going to hide the fact of this. So I'll just I'll just go off and just eat or drink myself to death or whatever it is. Or I'm not living the way I want to live, so I'm just going to see everybody else and the things that they're doing. I'll just speak all these bad things, you know, all these spoken words or anybody to come contact. These are strongholds, and these are devils. These are being possessed, like this one man. See, he's being possessed by the devil. He's being possessed. So when I really think about this here, I really think about, okay, we were studying this right here with strongholds. You know, I had to ask myself, what is it that is in my life or that was in my life that was keeping me from being the man or the woman that I the man that I needed, to be. I know my wife's laughing right here, but it's just a question. Mm-hmm. What kept me from being the man that I need to be, or what kept you from being the woman that you need to be? And when I really looked at that, I had to look at who was the person or the persons that I was listening to, or who was the person or the persons that I was getting all my information from. And when I thought about that, I was like, wow, you know what? I do talk like him, or I do talk like her. Now, we're talking about binding the strong man and binding the strong woman. See, there are people that are put in place. There are men that's in this world that have been put in place to have strongholds over you. See, these are the men that are the children of Satan. There are women that have been put in place to have these strongholds over you, and they do it by they do it by getting into your mind. They get it by seduction. They do that, and you form relationships. I mean, you trust in these men and you trust in these women, and then the next thing you know, you start talking like them. And then when you start talking like them, you start acting like them. Then you start living like them. And then, you know, it becomes one of those things where as they are, that's how you become in the same way. And then you start seeing that things start happening in your life that you don't want to happen in your life. And you wonder why these things happen in your life. It's because of that strong man
that have already been put in place over your life, or that strong woman that has already been put in their place over your life, that have taught you how to be the person that you are. And you don't even know. And they do that. They do this in many ways. I mean, so many ways, you know, that a man can cause someone younger or someone, you know, that look up to him to, you know, to fall from grace. There's so many ways, but let's just talk about one way. If you are a young kid, and then there is a man or a woman that you look up to, and you just look up to them. You don't have to ask them a lot of things. You just look at them and you just follow in suit. You follow their behavior because this is who is leading you. This is who is leading you. You will see them do things, or you will hear them say things, and it calls that place that's in your mind, you know, to think about it, to have emotions, to be able to feel and make decisions. So regardless of whatever it is, these are the strongholds, and there are people. That's what I was trying to show you right here. There are people, and these people are possessed by devils. They are possessed by devils. They are the sons and the daughters of Satan. They are very seductive. They are very manipulative. They're very cunning. You know, they're liars. You know, they do all manner of things with their words and stuff like that. And if you're not really paying attention to it, you will begin to trust them. You will begin to act like them. You will begin to mimic them. And the next thing you know, you've been recruited over to darkness. You've been recruited over, and now you are just like they are. And you never even really wanted to be, but you're just like they are because this is where you're paying all your time. This is how they possess you. You are possessed.
Mm.
So now this question right here,
Amen.
How do you bind?
Amen.
How do you bind the strong man or the strong woman? Pastor, I have a question. How do you bind the strong man or the strong woman, someone that has exalted himself over you, someone that is feeding you information daily, someone that has already been in your life, whether it's past or maybe it's even present? Sometimes, you know, the past relationships still haunt you today. They haunt your mind today because of past. Past don't like to go away. So how do you bind those past people, whether they're here or they're not? How do you bind them?
Go ahead, Pastor. Tell the people how you bind a strong man. How do you bind it?
You bind a strong man, or you bind a strong woman, with the word of God. Now, this is for believers. This is for believers. Now, according to right here, and according to scripture right here in Matthew 12 and 22, this is God who had cast out this demon that was, this devil that this man was possessed. It was God. So we wonder, how did he do it? We wonder how did God do that? Well, it doesn't matter, no sense, how did God do it, but you have the power and you have the authority to bind the strong man according to scripture. There's one scripture that I like, and I love this scripture. I love this scripture so
just
much.
Put a chair right there for a second there, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Put a chair right
go
there.
Ahead.
It's important that we understand, you know, when you're saying bind is a strong man, and how do we bind a strong man, and how did Jesus bind a strong man? Because even we go look at Matthew 12. Go ahead. What you say?
Yeah, bind. So, yeah, we do need to let them know bind means to capture.
So when you're looking at Matthew, same in the same chapter, Matthew 12, verse 20, you know, you're saying verse 25, we read down from 25 to verse 30. So you read from verse 25, say, but Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. So if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. So how then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. Verse 28 says, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? Verse 30 says, he who is not with me is against me, and he he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. So when we look at those scriptures, it tells us right here exactly how do you bind a strong man. Because before you can do anything, before you can go forward, before you can, you got to decide, okay, you know what? I'm gonna take control over this. I'm gonna take control of it, and I'm gonna do away with it in my life, because if not, it's gonna divide. It's gonna become a division in my house. It's gonna become a division in my home if I'm trying to live a life that is righteous, but yet still I'm operating in self-righteous. There's gonna be a division. So we have to bind that thing. We have to command it with the word of God as the Holy Spirit is operating in us. So as we're looking at these scriptures here, when we go to verse 28 and 29, and we look at as Jesus, very Satan's power and control was disrupted in the wilderness. So Jesus overcame the devil's temptation. And when we're looking at the scripture at the resurrection, he defeated Satan's ultimate weapon, death. And eventually Satan will be constrained forever, and the evil will no longer prevail to pervade the earth. So Jesus has complete power and authority over Satan and all his forces. Now, what am I saying here? When we use the power and the authority that God has given us, we have the power and the authority to bind things on earth and command those things in our life to be so, as we call it. So that's why we bind it, is by our words, using the word of God and binding that thing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we have the power and the authority that is given us by Jesus Christ, who's already overcome everything in this world on the cross. So that when you look at the scripture there, the same scripture that you read, but going down to 25 to verse 30.
Uh-huh. Amen. You hit this point. You hit this point, Pastor. You know, Islam. You hit it right on point. You said Jesus Christ, and this is very true. If this ain't true of anything in your life, Jesus Christ have already bound the strong man. Jesus Christ have already defeated Satan. He have already defeated Satan. So now we trying to figure out, okay, well, how it is do I defeat the demons and Satan, you know, that shows up in my life or in my relationship? How do I defeat it? And you defeat it with Jesus. You defeat it with Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you don't know this, then how? And this is what Jesus was saying, you know, if a house is divided among itself, you know, is Satan going to tear down his own place? He going to set up his own kingdom? And you can't. You can't. But Jesus, the Jesus in you defeats the strong man, strong woman that's in you.
Amen.
The Jesus
Amen.
In you, I'll say that again, the Jesus in you defeats the strong man or the strong woman in you. And I'm talking about those thoughts, the strong man or the strong woman that got into your mind, that caused you to think about what happened to you in your childhood. And most of the time this stuff happened in your childhood. Most of the things in your life that you're dealing with right now, it happened in your childhood. It's Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Only Jesus Christ, which is the
Amen.
Same as
he
the Word. Only the Word of God.
Amen.
Only
Amen.
The Word of God can go back in your past. You use the Word of God to go back in your past. The very thing that you keep thinking about every single day of your life that causes you to cry, that causes you not want to get up, that causes you to eat too much, that causes you to lie, that causes you to lay down and do all type of sexual, unclean sexual things, that causes you to be greedy. Only Jesus Christ, only the Word of God can go in your past and bind that strong man in your path that can change and rearrange your path. Because every time you go
Amen.
In your past, I mean every time you go into your mind and you go
Amen.
Back there and you start thinking about it, you always feel broken. And it's true.
Amen.
It is Jesus Christ
Amen.
That goes back there and did it all. This one scripture that I
Amen.
Was going to tell you, and I'll give it back to my wife. Amen.
All right. If you just have tuned into the preaching and the pastor show, we're talking about pulling down strongholds and binding the strong man and woman. It's just for those who are just tuning in, so we know exactly where we are in the show. So you say you had a scripture. Go ahead.
Yes. Binding the strong man and the strong woman, pulling down these strongholds, these men and women that have exalted themselves over you, these men and women that whatever it is that they've done in your life. And we all have a testimony of a man or a woman that have done something in our life that have caused us to be the man or the woman that we do not like to look at. But the word of God says over here in 2 Corinthians, this is one of my favorite scriptures. When I seen this scripture, I was like, wow, this is one of the most powerful, scriptures. There's actually two or three scriptures that I read, and I actually enforce this. I read this, and I use this. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3 says, For we walk in the flesh. We do not war against the flesh. And 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. See, this right here is talking about in the mind right here. They're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, right here, the word of God is telling you that you have God's power. You have God's authority. You have the right to bind a strong man or a strong woman. You have it right here. And 5 says, casting down imagination. There it is again, right there with those thoughts. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Oh, you used to be a cheater, and here it is that someone always trying to remind you of who you used to be. And it might be self. It might be self. It could be your own self, your own mind, your own thoughts reminding you that you used to be a cheater. Or you used to be an adulterer or a fornicator. And here it is, your own mind. You might have used to be in prostitution, or you might have you see, people want to talk about that. You might have used to do that, but here it is, your own mind, or somebody that used to know you or used to lay down with you, keep on trying to remind you of who you used to be, trying to get you to take a stroll down memory lane. This happens. This can happen with a brother or sister or a mother or a husband or even a son or a daughter can remind you of who you used to be because he wants you to go down memory lane. This is the work of Satan. That's why 5 say casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into a captivity. That's that binding. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When you try to tell me that I used to be this, remember when this right here happened, daddy, or remember when this right here happened, brother, or remember when this right here happened, pastor. See, right there, it's right here in this position right there. Well, I bind you right now. No, I don't remember that. I rebuke you right now. Unclean thought, unclean spirit. See, don't be scared. Don't be scared to enforce spiritual law. Don't be scared to enforce Amen. The word of God.
Amen.
Don't let these Amen. Thoughts and these things just always rise up against you and cause you not to be the person that God have called you to be. Use God's yeah. power. And if you don't yeah. use the word of God, if you don't use God's power, then you should expect for Satan to beat you down. You should expect for your mind to go back. You should expect to be emotionally, you should expect to be depressed. What else is Satan going to do? He's going to keep you in that place so you remember who you used to be. You might be still doing it now. I got to keep you in that place, because if I keep you in that place, I keep you underneath the stronghold. I keep you underneath a curse, and if Satan keeps you underneath a curse, then you don't never realize who you are, and you're never able to capture him. You're never able to bind him. You're never able to defeat him because you never use the word of God, which is Jesus Christ that lives on the inside of you. Amen.
Amen. If you're listening to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about pulling on strongholds and binding a strong man. And the scripture that Pastor Manning just gave was in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 6, I believe. And, you know, we're looking at their scripture. This is Paul talking here. You know, we're like Paul in so many ways. We're like Paul with humans. So we're merely humans, but we don't need to use human plans and methods to win our battle. God's mighty weapons are available to us as we fight against Satan's strongholds. So we as Christians, or the Christians, must choose, you know, whose methods we're going to use. So God's, we're going to use God's, or we're going to use the world. So Paul assures us here in these scriptures that passages read that God's mighty weapons are prayer. You know, we pray. We have faith, hope, love, and God's word, and the Holy Spirit are powerful and effective, you all. So these weapons can break down the proud human arguments against God and the walls that Satan builds to keep us, to keep people from finding God. So when dealing with the pride that keeps people from a relationship with Christ, we may be tempted to use our own methods, but nothing can break down these barriers like God's weapon. So make sure that we're using the weapons of God. So Paul uses military terminology here to describe this warfare against sin and Satan. So God must be the commander in chief, even over our thoughts. So our thoughts must be, we must submit our thoughts to his control as we live for him. So that's very, very important, you all, as we're talking about, you know, pulling down strongholds and binding the strong man and the strong woman in our life. And what is that? So when we're looking here, you know, in the Bible, you know, it's been mentioned over 50 times about strongholds. You know, seasons come and go. The Loch Ness monster, you know about the Loch Ness monster, it still lurks in the watery lake, the bottom of our soul, in our mind. What is going on in our mind? So he won't go away. He lives up to both sides of his compound name, strong enough to grip like a vice and stubborn enough to hold on. So he clings like a bear trap, but the harder you shake, the more it hurts. So strongholds are old, difficult, and discouraging challenges in our life. So the term stronghold appears at least 50 times, you all, or more in the Bible. So it's commonly referred to as a, again, we were talking about earlier, fortress, you know, with a difficult access. I know my husband used to be in the wilderness, and I like in the, what do you call it when you were coming up? You would be in the woods. You know, he'd be in the woods. And when you go in those woods, you can't see in or see out. You know, you gotta know your way how to get out. So it's like a fortress, you know, trees, everything all around you holding you in, and it's difficult access, you know. So when we look at that, we're talking about strongholds. So when King David first saw the city of Jerusalem, it was an old, ancient, cheerless fortress inhabited by enemies. So no wonder it was twice called a stronghold. When we're looking in 2 Samuel 5, chapter 7 and 9 here, I mean, verse 79. So the Apostle Paul uses the term again, describes it as a mindset, an attitude, when we're looking in 2 Corinthians here about strongholds. You know, like the Bible says, so we don't walk in the flesh. We do not war according to the flesh. So once we understand that, you are, then we can begin to pull down these strongholds. We can begin to, you know, fight against it, defeat it once and for all. Because, you know, if we don't, it's going to continue to have a hold on us. It's going to continue to drive us. It's going to continue to lead us down the path of destruction. So we do not grit our teeth and redouble our efforts. No, this is the way of the flesh. When we think our weapons are from God, use your weapons. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. Isn't that what we want, you all? We long to see our strongholds turn into rubble once and for all, forever and ever. You know, we want those things to go away, be gone, not to come back. But it continues to come up. It continues to haunt us. It continues to guide us in a way that is destructive. So maybe it's time for a different strategy also. That's why it's so important that we have this show today, pulling down strongholds and binding the strong man and woman in our life. So have you ever asked others to help you? You know, like, I can't do this by myself. Everything inside you says keep the struggle a secret, but you want to, you really need somebody to help you. You know, wearing a mask to hide the pain. God said just the opposite. Make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. That's so important. Satan indwells the dominion of shadows and secrets. God lives in the land of light and honesty. So bring your problem to the open so we can help and we can gird one another. We can pray for another. Confessing what's going on with me and my mom, pray every morning. We are, before we go on to pray, whatever's on our mind, whatever we're dealing with, we deal with that first. So we don't have no interruptions in our prayer. So we deal whatever is bothering us, because nothing like trying to go on prayer and you got all this stuff on your mind and you can't even focus on the prayer. At this point, you just throwing up words and they not going anywhere. So before we even pray, we talk about what is it that is troubling us? What is that stronghold that is holding us? So then we can talk about that. Then we can pray about it. Now we can go into prayer. Now we can feel in the spirit, because now we have taken the time to bind the strong man or woman that is operating, pulling down those strongholds. So that's very important, amen?
Amen, amen, amen. You know what? Don't affect what God wants to do with you, and don't let anybody affect what God wants to do with you. So you should see yourself if God sees you. We are created in his image, so you need to know that. You need to know that every single body that is, have breath in their body, you need to know that it is God that who created you. That don't mean that you are born again, but that do mean, you know, that God created you. God created you to be a part of his kingdom. You are already came from God. Everybody has God's spirit was Well, let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that. Everybody was created to be saved. Everybody was created to be redeemed. Everybody was created to be in the kingdom of God. Now, we're talking about strongholds, and we know how, you know, the fall of man and where man and woman. See, we know what happened when evilness, evilness of man and evilness of woman, how things are going on right now. We know that. But when Jesus Christ died.
The disobedience. Yeah. You know, that's why we end up in a situation we have for disobedience, being disobedient to the will of God and what God has called us to do. I don't mean to just interrupt what I said and pin a peer right there, but I had to just jump in. It's because of disobedience what brings about evil. The Bible tells us that disobedience is a form of witchcraft. So people are operating in a form of witchcraft. Not that you're a witch, but disobedience is a form of witchcraft. And I'll say this, and I'll give that over to you, Pastor. God's power, you all, is very great for us who believe. So the power is the same as the great strength that God used to raise Christ from the dead and put him at his right side in the heavenly world. So we have that power. Use that power to pull down the stronghold and bind the strong man and woman in your life. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yes, don't affect with God. Don't you affect it, and don't anybody else affect it. One of the hardest things that you ever going to do in life is to let go of those people that God is telling you to let go, because you feel like if I let this person go, all that I have built, all the time and the effort and the energy and everything that I have given to this person, it would be for nothing. But see, you need to realize this right here. Need to realize this. What God has for you is for you. See, the very thing that you built that crumbled because you built it on the wrong ground. You built it on seeking sin. You built it on what you can do. And everything that you build, anything that you build without God, anything that you put together without God, see, it won't stand. And the Bible tell you that it won't stand. It won't stand. Mm-hmm. A house that's built on sinking sand, you're going to build a house on sinking sand, on the sandy ground, because all it takes is a little water. And I'm talking about, you know, when affliction or when trial or tribulation or when the rain comes, then your house will fall. I'll be a little bit more precise about that. Well, see, you done put yourself in the position to where, okay, I'm holding my peace. But see, you done put your peace in the hand of someone that's not a peacemaker, they're a peace breaker. And you trying to hold something, but see, the minute that something show up in your life, then you lose your peace. But you put it in the hand, because it ain't who God. See, God is not telling you to keep the company of that person. Why you won't let that person go? Because they have worked on your emotion. Why you won't let those things from past go? Why you just won't let the past go? God is telling you to let that go. I can't do nothing in your life right now because you keep on going back to the past, and I done already saved you and I already redeemed you. You done already been born again. I done gave you my spirit. So why you keep going back in the past? Is it that because you don't trust me, or you feel like what it is that you can do or what it is that you can create is better than what God has for you and what God can create?
Jesus.
Don't you do it. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." And 10 says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven." Don't you know that you're already blessed? You're blessed, but you're still worried about something that you can't even do nothing about anyway. It's already water up underneath the bridge is gone. It's already been thrown out there into the sea of forgetfulness, but you keep on throwing the reel out there and you're reeling it back in and dealing with it all over again. Mm-hmm. And wondering why you lose your peace. You're wondering why your heart is broken. Because you keep on dealing with something that God don't remember, and you keep on dealing with something that's already been forgiven.
Amen.
We have to make better decisions. Make better decisions with your mind. Make better decisions with your heart. Make better decisions with your body. Make better decisions. And the way you do that is being led by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit say move, you move. You move. If the Holy Spirit says read this right here word or give that word, then give that word. It's better for you. You don't have to ask the question why. You have to ask the questions why. And if you are in the company of a woman of God, or you're in the company of a man of God, then why is it so hard for you to trust the woman of God that's filled with the Holy Spirit, that's being led by the Holy Spirit? Why is it so hard for you to trust the man of God who is filled with the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit, but you would trust the ones that lie to you and cheat on you and cause you to go into that place or to feel like you do not need to feel? That's you operating in self. That's you operating in pride, and that is the work of Satan. No matter how you try to look at it, you be desperately praying, you know, for God to take this away. And God said, I can't take it away from you because you keep on holding on to it. Every time I take it away, you go back and get it. I take it out your house, and you're going to put it back in your house. You let it back in there. I'd imagine where, you know, you can't communicate with the person that didn't use it, you know, put yourself back in the position where they can find you, and it came back over, and now they hook yourself back to you again. Now you're all emotional again, or somebody like them.
My Lord, if you're tuning into the show right now, we're talking about pulling down strongholds and binding the strong man and the woman in your life. How do we do that? You know, and what happens? And I just want to say this, because we go back to Adam and Eve. We're talking about, you know, the disobedience. So when Adam and Eve sinned, they turned over the title deed of the earth to Satan. So we all know that Satan is called God of the world. When we look in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, we see that in the prince of this world in John 14 and 30, and the prince of the power of the air in Ephesians 2 and 2. So in 1 John 5 and 19, the Apostle John said, we know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies in the grip of the evil one. So we must first bind the strong man. Look at Mark 3 and 27. So if we are going to plunder his house, this world over which he rules. So we, you know, if we're going to do that, we can't be a part of it. We have to be against it. We can't, you know, we just can't succumb to the world. The things that we live in the world should not live in us. So if we have the world living in us, how are we going to overcome something that we made ourselves a part of? So we have to decree and declare that we're not, you know, we're not part of the evil one. We're not part of Satan's kingdom, and understand that Satan has a kingdom as well as God has a kingdom. And that's something that we've been studying, that they understand that there are two kingdoms, and which one are you serving? So, you know, and I just wanted to say that while you're saying it, because I'm like over here waiting for you. Give me a way in. I want to tag in, you know, so we can have an understanding, because we can go all day long, or you got to do this, and you're not letting God do this, and you're continuing to go back. But how do we help people today, pulling down those strongholds, saying enough is enough. I'm not going to allow myself to be consumed by this. I'm not going to allow myself. I'm not going to put my eyes on it. I'm not going to put my hands on it. I'm going to come against that right now. I'm going to bind that strong man. Because if we can understand what we're dealing with, because I'm one of those people, like, when I know what I'm dealing with, I operate better knowing than unknowing. And the fact that we do know, a lot of us know, we still, you heard the saying that if I know better, I'll do better. So a lot of us know better, we just don't, we choose not to do better. So when we know what we're dealing with, now we, you know, now we can fully be effective in our mission in pulling down the strongholds in our lives.
Amen, amen. You definitely are like most people, and we all will find ourselves in that place. You know, I need to know first. But the Word of God tells us that if you believe in the things which you can see, that's not really believing at all. But when you believe in the things in which you cannot see, that's where you have faith in, and you pull down these strongholds and you bind these strongmen again with the Word of God. See, I don't know where I'm going, but I trust that the Holy Spirit, which is my light, and which is my guide, which is my defense, which is my protector, which is my everything, to show me everything. See, that's the difference, you know, of living in faith or living to what I can see and what I can do. Because, see, when you have a thought in your mind that I don't know where I'm about to step, or I don't know what I'm about to do, see, that's called fear. That's called fear. And we all have to be careful, you know what I'm saying, you know, not to be in that place of I can't see, so I'm going to fear. See, you don't have to, when you believe in God, see, you just believe in God and just do that, just believe in God. That's easier for you because, see, that keeps your mind from being in that place that I got to see in order to do. It keeps your mind from there. The Word of God tells us over here, since I was over here in Matthew chapter 5, I'm going to read this right here, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. It said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father that's in you. Now, the light, that's not your light that's in you. That's the light of God that's in you. That's the word of God that's in you. And see, people, they can believe in you. They can have faith in you because they see this light that's shining in you. And they see in your good word, that means the you trusting and believing in God and using the word of God. See, they will glorify Father. See, I remember how you used to be, Pastor Tawanika. I remember how you used to be, Pastor Dorsey. But I know it must be a God because I can see there's a change in you. There's a light. You are shining. Every time you walk in the room, you are shining. And you are saying things. You are decreeing, declaring things. And these things are showing up. See, I'm watching that. See, let your light so shine before men. See, every single scripture that I have, every single scripture that you read these scriptures and enforce these scriptures. Don't just read them, but read these scriptures and say, God, I trust that your word says, blessed are the pure in heart. So I'm decreeing and declaring right now, according to your word in Matthew 5 and 8, that I am the pure in heart. And I shall see you, God, and I thank you. I decree and declare that I am the peacemaker. Amen. Find your favorite scripture and enforce God's word and pull down these strongholds. Amen.
So this, and I want to come in right here. This is particularly true in seeing people rescued from the domain of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of his beloved Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We look at Colossians 1 and 13. So this is what was taking place in Mark chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. He appointed 12 so that they would be with him and that he could send them out to preach and to have authority to cast out the demons, which Jesus himself had been doing. But so when we talk about that, so when he gave them authority, he gave them power and the authority. And when we accept Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we have that same power and authority to cast out demons, to pull down these strongholds and bind the strong man, you know, that's in our lives, that's operating in our lives. So we're talking about, you know, that we have an adversary. The devil is an adversary. So first of all, we must realize that we have an adversary. So Peter said, your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. We found it in 1 Peter 5 and 8. So Paul agreed, saying, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We see that in Ephesians 6 and 12 is one of the scriptures that we're studying as we're talking about pulling down strongholds. So we have an adversary that is opposing the things of God, the church, and every born-again believer. So we are engaged in a spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, you all. We have an enemy that is fighting hard against us day in and day out, the souls of mankind, for everyone who's seeking to do the will of God, and especially men and women of God who are doing what they can or doing what we can to make an impact for the kingdom of God. We're always under attack. And so we need to be ready. You know, I was dreaming before this. I took a nap before the preaching the pastor show, and I was dreaming I was in war, and the plane that I was in with the soldiers was shot down. And then they had the soldiers that came in. But anyway, I was having that kind of dream. We're always at war. And in a dream, and I was just the one to be praying. I was just the one. Everybody was fighting, and I was the one that was praying and decreeing the clan and covering us in prayer, you know, in this big old plane. And so and it was war going on. It was shooting that was going on, and the enemy was coming in, but they was being defeated, you know. And even though the plane went down, it wasn't destroyed. Even though everything went down, we was not defeated. You know, we was victorious in the fight. So this is a spiritual warfare. When we look at Matthew chapter 11 and 12, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. And I know I know we only have a little bit time here. If you go to Matthew 11, chapter 11, verse 12, you all, with me here. We have a few minutes here, and I'll pass to give you open up for Pastor Randy to be able to close out here. But I wanted to get in a little bit on the study this evening. Matthew 11, verse 12. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. For Matthew 11, verse 12 here, you all, if you live, the start of 11, surely I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen out one greater than John the Baptist, but he was the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Verse 12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. So when we look at this, when we look at these, this chapter right here, these Matthew 11, verse 12, and we can look at 11 and 12. So no man ever fulfilled his God-given purpose better than John. Yet in God's coming kingdom, all members will have a greater spiritual heritage than John because they will have seen and known Christ and his finished work on the cross. So this is the Bible's telling us. So when we look at verse 12 here, there are three common views about the meaning of this verse. First, Jesus may have been referring to a vast movement toward God, the monument, monumental that began with John's preaching. And two, he may have been reflecting the Jewish activist explanation that God's kingdom would come through a violent overthrow of Rome. In verse three, and third, or he may have meant that entering God's kingdom to take courage, unwavering faith, a determination, and endurance because of the growing opposition level that Jesus follows. So you are, we have to stand, God, we have to stand ready, you know, knowing and trusting all that Jesus Christ has already done on the cross for us. It's already done, and you have that authority. So then when we're talking about the enemy here, and we'll wrap up here really quickly here, this enemy of ours has a place in which or over which he abides. So our enemy has a place and abode over which he seeks to control, manipulate, master, and keep away from the kingdom of God and God's control. So there's a battle taking place against the powers of darkness and the kingdom of God, and Satan's abode, Satan abodes fourfold, you all. So the world, Satan is the ruler of the world, this world, you know, and God has all power. So that power that God has, Jesus Christ, when we accept Jesus Christ, we have that power to you all. And on Sunday, we talk about, you know, the power and authority that you have and being able to use the power to pull down strongholds. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So you have 3 minutes left in this show.
Life. Hallelujah. We thank God, you know, for this lesson of study tonight. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. or whoever it is that's in your life, whether it's the ghost of present or it's the ghost of past, and maybe even the ghost of what you think is going to happen tomorrow. See, you have the power and authority. You have the word of God. You have Jesus Christ to capture or to pull down these strongholds, to bind these strong men and these strong women.
Yeah.
And telling you, when you start doing this, when these thoughts come up in your head, where you start to think, where you start to fear, where you start to begin anger, or you just start to come unravel, come out of self-control, to use the word of God. You know, you have to speak, just like you speak these ill-spoken words, reverse that thing. Stop speaking these words. When these thoughts try to come up, say Jesus, Jesus. You use the name of Jesus and use scripture. Find your favorite scripture that deals with your situation and let this scripture be rooted and grounded in you. Read it daily. Read it out loud daily. Not just read it, but read it out loud and decree and declare that it is so in your life. It is uncontrolled, decree and declare that you have self-control according to God's word. This is what the word of God is used for. It's for you to live a glorious life, an abundant life. You're not supposed to be living a life of turmoil or living a life of tolerating Satan and his deceit. This is how you are supposed to live. You pull down these strongholds. Ask God to deliver me from self. And that's where most of your strongholds are. Deliver me from self. I know that I'm a selfish man. I know that I'm a selfish woman. Deliver me from self, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. If you just continue to preach in the past, so we're wrapping up. Right. We're wrapping up right now, pulling down strongholds, and I want to say this. You're thinking about your mind, all starts in your mind. So one of the main areas or arenas the enemy seeks to set up strongholds is in the mind, you all. So if you're casting out imagination to every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to obedience of Christ, you all, this emphasis here is in imagination's knowledge and thoughts. So our enemy, the devil, seeks to attack and capture the thoughts of God's people and mankind in general, as Pastor has given you all the scriptures on tonight. So the devil attacks the mind through deceit, unbelief, doubt, discouragement, trickery, and a host of other ways. You all, if we can control our thoughts, you know, we can control that the devil is trying to do, you know, in our life. So we thank you all for tuning in tonight. We thank you, Pastor, for the word that went forward that God placed in you to give out tonight. You all tune back in to us next Thursday at 8 p.m. on the Preaching the Pastor show. We're live here with new material, new shows, and the word of God here every Thursday at 8 p.m., though the shows do run Monday through Friday. But there are recaps of other shows, but Thursday is our live show. So please come in, tune in with us. And Sunday, come on in and join us for Sunday service at 2 p.m. right here on The Preacher and the Pastor. God bless you all. Wednesday night, y'all, is our Bible study at 7 p.m. here on The Preacher and the Pastor. God bless you, and we love you. Pastor, anything else as we wrap up here?
Yes, you are blessed. You are blessed, and you have the word of God. You are blessed. Amen.
Amen, amen. We love you all. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you and be with you and guide you. We pray that God will continue to heal right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that are in need for healing, Lord God, let healing take place. Those that are in need of deliverance, let deliverance take place. Those that need a breakthrough, Lord God, let breakthrough take place right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you go before us, preparing the way, oh God. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for encamping your warring angels around us right now and keeping us. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you all. Love you. God bless you.